session coming up, which will be the last session before the lunch break. So we will have an introduction to the study data system SISU, which is the system where you can sign up for courses here at the University of Jyväskylä. So what we will do, we will first show you an instruction video prepared by our SISU team, showing how things are done and how everything works there in the SISU system. And if you have any questions in your mind, please write them in the chat. And then after we've seen the video, we will have with us Miss Clara Tapper, who has been working. Hi, Clara. Good to see you. Clara has been working with the SISU system and will help you with your questions after the video. In case there would be questions that cannot be resolved here, don't worry about it. We will then note them down and find out the answers. And then we can publish them on the orientation website for your information. But let's start by watching the video.
In this video, I will show you how you can plan your studies and sign up for courses in the SISU system. It is important that you plan your studies carefully so that signing up for courses will be successful and you will receive all your course credits on time and without hassle. I am currently in SISU as a student. Now let's look at how you can plan your studies. First, I will show you how you can search for possible courses. Here you can search for courses by using the course name, or the course code. Or if you don't know the exact code or name, you can use such a keywords. You can filter the search results with different filters, such as organization, curriculum period, course level, and teaching periods. I would recommend that you use at least the curriculum period or teaching period filter so that you will be shown the most current courses that are taught in this curriculum. If you find an interesting course that you want to save for later, you can add it to your course card by clicking Add to the Course Card here. You can see what is on your course card by clicking the course card icon. Here, it looks like a notepad. Here you can see what I have saved on my course card. Here is the sports course that I just added. You can think of the course card as a notepad where you write down interesting courses for later. Adding a course to the course card is not necessary for your study plan or signing up for courses. It's just for your memory. Now let's take a look at the actual study planning. Study planning is done on the structure of studies page here. I already have one existing plan, but I can make a new one by clicking this New Study Plan button on the upper right corner. After that, a Create a New Study Plan window will open. In this window, there are two tabs, My Educations and All Educations. All those educations that you have a study right to will be listed here in the My Educations tab. In the All the Educations tab, you can search for any education that the University of Jyväskylä offers. For now, let's use the My Education step and select Master's Degree Education in Corporate Environmental Management. If you are starting your studies in this degree education for the first time, choose the current curriculum period. If you have started your studies earlier, you may want to choose the curriculum period based on the year you have started your studies in this particular degree. If you are unsure which curriculum period you should use, you can consult your study counselor. Since I am a new student in this education, I have only one option here, the current curriculum period. If you want to, you can give your study plan a different name. When you are ready, click Create a Plan. You can create several study plans, but one of them always has to be marked as your primary plan. The first plan you create will automatically become your primary plan. Since I already had one plan for this education, this new plan is not automatically marked as primary. I can make it a primary plan by clicking these three dots at the upper right corner, and from here I click Select as the primary plan. Now that I have created this study plan, let's look at the structure. The structure of this plan is the structure of the Master's Degree Education in Corporate Environmental Management. The structure of the study plan may vary between different educations, and also it may look somewhat different if you are an exchange student. But the basic principle of planning your studies is always the same, so don't be worried if the study plan you create doesn't look exactly like the one I have here. The idea of the study plan is to guide the student in planning their studies so that the studies will be done according to the requirements of the degree. Through the rules specified in the structure of the study plan, the student will choose studies that are either compulsory, recommended, or possible in this degree. Now let's take a closer look at the structure of the study plan in this education. These lines and arrows on the left side show which part of the plan are part of each headline or grouping module in the plan. If you look at the line that grows from the Master's Degree Education all the way down, you will see that everything in this study plan is part of the Master's Degree Education. And if you look at, for example, at the advanced studies in this degree program, you will see that inside of it there are two grouping modules, compulsory studies and optional modules. Here on the right side, the status of each study module or grouping module is shown. If it says selections done, it means that either everything in this part is mandatory, or you have already made all the needed choices. If the status says selections missing, it means that you have not yet made all the choices required in that particular part of the study plan. Next to the status is the credits. The number at the top shows how many credits have to be chosen for each part of the study plan. And under it, on the left, is shown how many you have chosen, and on the right, how many credits you have completed. When we look at, for example, the advanced studies here, we will see that the required number of credits is 82. Before I have done any selections myself, 77 credits have already been selected. And those are the 77 credits from the compulsory studies here. These courses are all compulsory and I don't have to make any choices here. But inside the advanced studies, there is optional studies, and here it says selections missing. Once I click the optional studies headline, the list of possible courses opens to the right side of the study plan. Sometimes, like in this case, take and pre-written guidelines for what choices are recommended in this part of the study plan. In these particular optional studies, the minimum requirement is 5 credits. So, if I choose this 5-credit course by clicking the bill, it will appear on my study plan. And the selections in the optional studies are done. If I take this course out by clicking the pill again and add this 3-credit course, the optional studies will say that selections are missing. So I have to choose other courses until the required minimum is met. Once I have chosen the courses I want, I can click here. Now let's take a look at the communication and language studies. Here we will see that selections are missing. So let's click the headline. And on the right side, we will see two grouping models with the rule select one. So here I have to choose either communication and language studies for international students or communication and language studies for Finnish students. Now if I choose the studies for international students, they will appear in my plan. And here I can see that there are these three mandatory courses. But under the mandatory courses is this headline elective communication and language studies. And the status is optional selections. This means that if I want, I can choose courses under this headline, but it is not mandatory. When I click this headline, I can see that there is this instruction. And I could search for the course I want to add by writing the code or name in this search box. And click it here, and now it's in my plan. And the same way, you should go through all the headlines in your study plan and check the status and make the required choices in each part of the study plan. Like, for example, here, in compulsory other studies, I should choose whether I am a student with environmental background or business background. And once I choose, the plan will give me compulsory studies based on my background. And here I would again make the needed choices according to the rules shown here. The elective study modules is a place where I can add study modules from other subjects that I would like to study as minors. If I want to remove something from my study module, I click the headline above it and then click the pin, and now it's gone. Here, in other studies, I can add individual courses that are not part of any other part of my study plan. For example, if I want to take a few courses in history, but I'm not going to do the whole Basics of History module, I could add the individual courses here by clicking the optional courses headline and searching for the courses I want. On the left side of the study plan, there is this blue Add to the Plan button. If you click here, you can add courses that you have already completed to your plan. You can also add courses that you have added to your course card to the plan from here. Click this arrow next to the course you want to add, and the system will show where in your study plan you could add this particular course. Since this is not a communication or language course, I will add it to the optional courses by clicking Select and after that Confirm. Now that I have started planning my studies, I would like to get some guidance and help from my counselor. I can send a message to my counselor by clicking this Guidance button. Here I can send a comment. The comment can be either general or targeted to specific part of the study. Now let's make a targeted comment. Here I have to choose the part of the study plan that my question is about. Let's for example choose this compulsory other studies. Once I've clicked it, and it's blue, click OK and write your message. Before you can send, you have to select that you agree to the terms, and after that, click Send. And now my comment has been sent to my counselor, and they can see my plan and send me a message regarding my comment. You can go back to your study plan by clicking Go Back to Structure. Now that I have planned what I will study, I can plan when I will study them by adding courses to my timeline. Timeline is not a mandatory step in the planning and signing up process, and you can go straight to signing up once you have done your study plan. However, the timeline is a helpful tool in making sure your studies and workload are spread evenly throughout the academic year. And it makes it easier for you to sign up to the courses at the right time during your studies. It also helps you keep track of your yearly study credit goals. If you are an exchange student, timelining your studies might not be that important, but you can still do it if you think it is helpful for you. Now let's go to the timeline page. Here, where it says ANOS new plan, I can choose which study plan I would like to timeline. Let's now choose this ANOS plan that I just created and planned. Here you can see a timeline that is divided into semesters and periods. Summer periods aren't shown as default, but you can click here if you want to see them in your timeline as well. If you click the timing template button on the left, you can see if there are ready-made timeline templates for your education. Here is DEMMP Freshman 2020, so I choose that. And now you can see the model timeline for these studies. If there are templates available for your education, it's good to use them since they usually show when a particular course is typically taught. so it's easier to plan your studies. Those courses that are in your plan but are not in the template, you can add to your timeline by clicking Add Courses to the Timeline. For example, I can click here the sports course and add it to my timeline by clicking on the period I want. I can edit my timeline by putting my cursor over the course and then clicking these three dots here. If you click Edit Timing, you can extend how long you want the time to be on your timeline, like so. If you click Move Course, you can move it to another place in your timeline. If you want to, you can add your own notes on the timeline by clicking these three dots on the right corner. And here, add your own note. First, click on the timeline where you want to add the note. And after that, write your note. And then save. Now that I have planned and timelined my studies, let's look at the signing up for courses. Signing up is done on the study calendar page. Here you can see your study calendar, and on the right is where you sign up for courses. Go to the Teaching Not Selected tab here. And here you will see listed all those courses that I have in my study plan that I have not yet signed up for. I am now going to sign up for this course. So when you are signing up for a course, first click Continue to Selections button here. Here you can see the course info. It opens to the Completion Methods tab. Here is also the Info tab, where you can find more information about the learning outcomes and contents and things like that. And the Substitution page, where you can find possible equivalencies to other courses. But the signing up happens here in the Completion Methods. Also, when you are signing up, make sure that you have the most current version. So here we have the most current version. If you need to change the version, you can do it here. But now we use the current version for this particular course. So let's look a bit at the completion methods. This course has two completion methods. These dots, so which teaching is part of which completion method. So here is already selected method 1, and the little dot is here. So the part of the completion method is teaching, and there are lectures. And in method 2, there is independent study, and the teaching is done as an independent project. Here the method 1 is already chosen, but if I would like to select the method 2, then I would click here on the method 2, and after that on this green button select this completion method. And if I want to go back to the method 1, I just click here and then again select this completion method. Now that I have chosen the method 1, I must choose which teaching I will sign up for. This one has two possible options, one in the autumn and the other in the spring. If I want to see more information about either of them, I can click here and it will take me down here where there is information about course, registration, groups and teaching times. And if I go up and click on this other one, then it will take me to information about that. You can also just scroll here and click on these arrows. Now I have looked at my options and I have decided that I want to sign up for the course in autumn. So I click select here. And now that I have clicked on select, a banner has appeared up here. And I just click on this proceed to enroll here. And now SISU takes me directly to the enrollment page and back to the calendar. And here on the right side of the calendar, I will make the final group choices and sign up for the teaching I have chosen. This particular teaching has two teaching group types. So there are lectures here. And then there are demo groups. The lectures are mandatory, so I don't have to sign up for them myself. Once I will sign up for this course, I will be signed up to those lectures as well. Here I can choose if I want to show the lectures in my calendar or not. And now when I scroll down, I see that there are two possible demo groups, demo 1 and demo 2. And here are the instructions. So I have to select at least one suitable group and confirm students will be placed in one group and primary group selections will be taken into consideration if possible. And groups marked as suitable selected 0. Now what this means is that if you look at these options here, there is preferred group, suitable and not suitable. And I have to mark one of these based on whether this particular group is suitable for me or not. You can compare these two groups first before signing up by tapping these show events in your calendar. And I would go here and see how it would fit in my schedule, and then I could do the same thing with the demo group too. And once I've determined that demo group 1 is more suitable for me, I would put preferred group here and then suitable for the demo group 2. There is also the option of not suitable, but I suggest that you do not use that not suitable option unless you really, really cannot attend a lecture, because then there's a risk that you might not get to the course if the groups that you have put as preferred groups are full. And now that I have chosen my preferred and suitable groups for this course, I just have to click enroll here. And after that, confirm. If you have different study rights, you can choose here which study right you want to attach this particular course to. But if you have just one right, just press confirm here. And now my enrollment has been processed. And here it says you have enrolled. The enrollments have not been confirmed yet. But here it gives an estimation that if the enrollment would end now, I would be selected. But this is not a final confirmation, so I will have to wait until this time here, until I will be confirmed for this course. During the enrollment time, so in this case until this date, I can change my group selections. So if something would come up, I would enroll to another course that's at the same time as this one, then I could go and change this to not suitable and make this one my preferred group, and then just press update enrollment. Updating the enrollment won't affect your chances of getting to the course when you are enrolling to a course that has this kind of enrollment that doesn't confirm the students until the end of the enrollment period. There can also be courses that use the automatic enrollment, and on those courses you will automatically get a response and confirmation whether you have been selected for that course or not. And once the enrollment has ended, you can come back to this enrollment page here and check if you have gotten in. And you can filter this page based on whether you have enrolled or not. So if you want to see all the courses you have enrolled to, you can just click this pill and then unclick those two. And then there would only appear those courses that you have enrolled to. And you can also use these two pills to filter those enrollments that have been confirmed and those who have been rejected.
That's it with the video. So hi everyone, my name is Clara, and as Sanna said, a while ago I used to work for the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences and became like fairly familiar with SISU. On my behalf, welcome to the university, so good to meet you, super cool to be here, and thank you Sanna for inviting me. I have received a few questions and I tried to answer them in the chat. Thank you for being so active. Indeed, what Seppo just said here, that he will remember about 5% of what you just heard. I agree, the video was good. But let's just say that you probably won't need all the features shown in the video, because in the video you basically like saw everything that there is to SISU, which is quite a lot. But if there is something that you should remember today from this slideshow, would be two things. First, study planning, and second, the course enrollment. And these are kind of intertwined. So the study plan is important because if you don't have the needed courses in there, you will not be able to enroll in the courses. So if you don't have the study plan made right, going up and running, you might not be able to get into the courses. And if you happen to get into the courses, you will run into problems when it comes to the grades. So if the course is not, so say you go into the course, you complete the course, everything's good, but if you don't have the said course in your SISU study plan, you might not get the grade. The grade will not register, which is a bit of a bummer. So keep your study plan up and running, on point, and updated in any case. So the first important thing was the study plan, and the second one is the course enrollment. I can actually, if you want, I could maybe show you how the thing is done, you know, in a nutshell. It's pretty straightforward, but there are a few things that you should keep in mind. Wait a second, I'm just reading through the questions. If you haven't received your university user account, I'm not sure what to do with it. I would say that you should contact the...
Sorry, Clara, I can actually comment on that. I'm just writing it to the chat.
Cool.
So I will write the answer into the chat in just...
Okay, awesome. So let's just discuss just SISU. Does SISU show if the course is online or contact teaching? Yes, it usually does. This fall, as we know, things are a bit different than usually. I would say that the majority of the courses are online. Some of the courses are, like if you have like a Zoom meeting or a Google Meets or a Skype meeting with the course, you should be able to see when the meeting takes place, usually. If I miss the enrollment now and will not get another opportunity to enroll, if the enrollment period has ended, you should probably contact the teacher of the course. They can, you know, pull a few strings and maybe, you know, get you into the course. I think that people are pretty okay with, you know, stretching the boundaries a little bit, because as you might know, the SISU system is pretty new. Not everyone know how to use it still. So I believe that you can just contact the teacher if you have missed the enrollment period, and they will probably let you in.
Yes, I can comment on that as well.
Yes.
So if you're in the situation where you don't yet have your credentials, the JYU user account, and you're not able to sign up for the courses and the deadline is already there, then you could contact your teacher or your a master's program coordinator to let them know about the situation and ask if they can help you out and explain the situation. And for exchange students, if this happens, you can contact your faculty level international coordinator to help with this.
Awesome. There are questions about the enrollment itself. Sandra, do you mind if I share the screen and just show them how the thing is done?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Okay. So the video we just saw was long and fairly complicated. It can be found online, so you don't have to learn everything like right on this second. You can watch it later and just, you know, see how it's done. Let's see. Leave here we go. Okay. This is what SISU looks like. There's me, student. You can log out from here if you want. So this is basically the main page. So I was talking about the study planning. That's important. Please make a little effort when you are planning your studies, because it will make your life a whole lot easier later. So the first thing was study plan. Here it is. This is my study plan. I'm studying political science in the university, master's degree. And now that I have the courses that I want over here, I can just click on the blue text here, and it will show me the information on the said course. Okay? So this is the general info, the teacher, all that what's in the course. Here you can see the completion methods. Somebody asked if you can see if it's online, if it's contact teaching. It should be written right in here. So this is independent study. This is basically this course like an essay, and that's it. But if there are multiple different completion methods, they will show it right here. I have already selected this completion methods. So in case I wouldn't have done that already, this one here would be blue and I would click it. And now I have added the course into my study calendar. And now if there's one thing that you need to remember about SISU is that adding the course from your study plan to your study calendar does not mean that you have enrolled into the course. So in other words, if the course is on your calendar but you haven't enrolled in the course, you're basically not in the course. So this is something that a lot of people run into a problem. So now that I have added this course into my study calendar, I close this tab, I go to my study calendar, and here on the right hand bar you can see all the courses that I have added into my study calendar, and here we see the thesis support and literature, so the course that I just showed you. I click this arrow. And here, this is the button. This is the magic button that you need to learn how to use. Click it. I choose my study right. Let's just go with this one. Most people only have one study right, so it's like you don't have to make any choices there. Confirm. And this is an important text. You get this bar, your enrollment is done. So be it. Somebody asked if I can, if I decide not to take the course, if I can somehow undo the enrollment. I can. Say this course over here, I have enrolled in. If I decide not to complete the course, I just click here, cancel enrollment. But an important thing is that if the student decides to cancel their enrollment, the student cannot enroll into the course again. So then you need to say contact the SISU team or your study counselor. So basically that's it. You go to the structure of studies, you click on the course, completion methods, you choose the completion method, and this is the important one. You go to your study calendar, you choose the course, and you enroll. So this is important. If there's one thing you need to remember from today, it's that adding the course to your study calendar is not enough. You still need to enroll. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop sharing this one and let's see if there are questions. Yes, there are. Which one is a reliable source to know how the course is organized? I would not rely on the SISU page 100%, but I believe that's like the one that you should trust the most. SISU will be in class and the website is it will be online. On this case, Vilma, I would suggest that you just contact the teacher and ask which one it is, because it's a bummer if you just show up and nobody's there. So that would be that. What else? Oh yeah, a good point from Milada. You can search courses in SISU without the JYU credentials. This one is a good one, thank you. How can I make sure that the lectures aren't at the same time before I enroll? The study calendar should show you when you have, you know, stuff to do. So when you, once again, when you add a course from your study plan to your study calendar, you should be able to see the courses in the calendar even though you haven't enrolled yet. So in that case, I would just suggest you just pick the courses you would like to complete, see them in the calendar, and just see the ones if they are or are not held in the same time. Should be just fine. I don't know. I realized that some of the classes are not regularly scheduled and overlap one or two times with our classes. Is it still okay to register? I would say yes, but I would also say that you should contact one or the other or maybe both teachers and ask them if that's okay. I believe that in most cases it is okay if they overlap like once or twice. That's fine, it happens. But there are teachers and courses that are more strict than others. So I would suggest you just contact the teacher or the teachers and make sure that it's okay. How do we schedule courses that have prerequisites? That I don't know how to answer at this point. I believe it depends on the course and on the degree program. That unfortunately I cannot answer right now. Sorry, Sakshi. I have my course card, which is done, but I don't understand how to put them in my study plan. It seems it doesn't work. Okay, so let's see. All right, so the calendar here. The study planning is pretty straightforward if you are a degree student. I'm not going to make a new study plan here because it might mess up some things. You should probably rewatch the video, follow the instructions. But here by clicking new study plan, you choose your education, you choose when you have started, and you name the plan. And it should show you like kind of the skeleton of the curriculum. You can add courses, say to your optional studies by clicking this one, and then you can add to the plan any courses you might want. There's also this bar over here where you have your kind of the courses that you would maybe like to complete or have completed, but ones that are not on your study plan just yet. And you can kind of add them to the plan by clicking these arrows. I'm not sure if I if I answered the question right, but I believe that's how it goes. Is there a deadline for cancellation of the courses? There is a deadline for the cancellation of courses. These kind of course-specific settings or decisions that have been made, they depend from course to course. Like, say, the enrollment deadline depends on the course, depends on who's the teacher. So there is no, like, there's no general guideline to that. So yeah, usually there is a deadline. Obviously, if you know that you're not going to complete the course, just please cancel it as soon as you make the decision, because that's just, I think, more fair to everyone if there's somebody who wants to enroll the course. Credentials. Emma has clicked on the add to the plan, but nothing happens. Okay, now I think these are the questions with which you should contact the University CISL team. You know, they work for us, they work for you. And I believe, I mean, sometimes it's just a matter of, like, say if you're using Google Chrome or Firefox, it might work, it might not work, depending on the browser. Or there might be something to do with your attendance, because I believe that there has been some kind of an issue with the attendance this fall. You will. You're welcome. Good. So, if there's anything you need to remember from this slideshow or show, it's that plan first, then enroll. And the steps are easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. First, you create the study plan. Second, you add the courses to the study plan. Three, you add the courses from your study plan to your calendar. And fourth, this is the important one, the enrollment happens in the study calendar. I believe if you remember, like, these four steps, you should be pretty fine with CISL. And also, I would just like to encourage you, because, you know, sometimes it just takes some time to learn how to use a different system or a different program. So I believe you will do just fine. But in case you need help, you can always contact the CISL team. Can you write down the four steps? Yes, I can copy and paste them. There you go. Add these to your wall or your wallpaper or something, because that should help you. I believe that's... do you know when exactly we'll be able to find the video? I can, if that's okay, I can just link it down below.
Yes, you can send the link to the chat. Actually, the video, I think, has already been updated on the orientation program website, which is already familiar to you. So you can find it there as well. We will, of course, also add the recording of this session there. That will probably be only tomorrow. But anyways, you can already check out the video. Apologies again for the quality of the video. Unfortunately, the video was finalized only very recently. So we will look into it if there's anything that can be done to edit the video to make the quality better. So many apologies for that.
Cool.
Okay.
Are there any questions? I hope that I... was, you know, useful for you guys, and I wish you the best of luck with CISL and with your studies in the University of Jyväskylä. I think that's it.
Yes, thank you, Clara, so much. You were indeed of a lot of help for
Thanks.
all of us. So thank you for taking the time to be here with us and answer all these questions.